stream the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Sorry, fellas, the era of the celebrated dad bod might be heading for the gym locker room. This is what...
We never believed that in the first place.
I never believed it anyway. I mean, you can be in shape and have a little cut. We all do, basically.
And that's just women right. saying that to appease guys.
I love your belly. I love your belly.
Yeah. No, you don't.
No, you don't. Yeah. Because the guy never says that back.
I don't.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I don't think guys say it back. I love your belly.
No, I believe it.
Yeah. A new suggests women are swiping left. Oh, that's a whole dating thing. So they're obviously going to swipe towards a stud. But it shows this random guy here in the picture. It's the same head but different bodies. I wonder what's his real body. Yeah.
I don't think that's a real guy.
No, I don't think so either. It's AI, probably. Yeah.
His package stays the same in all the pictures.
Why are you looking at his package?
Displayed.
That's right where his eyes go.
Okay, now what's the perfect woman body? Are they bitching about that?
They say that is like more in the middle, that's moving in the opposite direction. That the form that dudes prefer is getting curvier.
Yeah, it's percentage of body fat is what they're doing.
Yeah, the perfect woman body is at 30% body fat, according to them, right? And then the perfect male body is, what, the 15% body fat.
And this woman's boobs get bigger as you go to the right of that image.
Well, more fat, more boobs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That doesn't happen with dudes.
No.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does, but it's not attractive.
If you gained weight and your dong got bigger, dudes would be 400 pounds across the board.
No, but your boobs get bigger.
Hey,
right,
check this out.
Your boobs get bigger.
Well, yeah, your boobs do.
Yeah, you were confused there. So the dad bod, meanwhile, may officially be on thin ice.
Right. Hopefully not.
What percentage of body fat
fall into the lake?
Are they saying is a dad bod?
It just says, if I'm looking at this photo right here of the 25% body fat, that guy to me looks like he's in shape.
Yeah, yeah. I think that
the belly starts at the 35%.
If you're 30,
it gets bigger.
I'll give you the 30% body fat and over, you're probably into dad, but there's going to be an upper limit of that too.
I was told that they got one guy in a six pack here and they say he's 15% body fat. I was told you have to have 12% body fat or less in order to achieve the six pack.
It's so funny because I know it's a new thing, but Todd, do you remember ever, at our age group, ever thinking about a six-pack? Even when we were skinny, even when I was skinny out of high school, not skinny, just regular, I just wanted to be thin there. I didn't really care about abs.
I think I had abs for about 12 minutes when I was a senior in high school.
Yeah, like you're extremely skinny abs, like you just see those.
And I was like, oh, hey, what's that? And then they never appeared again.
Yeah.
And then nachos. Yeah, you're still 12 minutes ahead of me.
Yeah.
No, that just
never once.
This wasn't a thing.
We all have
we were
abs.
It wasn't a thing. It was not a thing. It wasn't a thing.
Unless you were like a bodybuilder or something.
Yeah, that was a thing, but it was just regular guy abs,
It probably came around about...
First of all, it's all diet. It's not working out. You don't do sit-ups for abs. You have to diet
You have to do both.
True, but it's the diet that shows the abs. You can do sit-ups all you want. If you're not dieting, you're not showing the abs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it probably came about the same time that gym culture came about.
Yep.
About the time commercial gyms exploded and people started taking care of themselves a little bit better. They, I'll get abs.
Yeah.
It's overrated.
Well, we don't know. We never had them.
let me have the illusion, man. Okay?
I don't think it's overrated. I think you take your shirt off, you got abs, and you're around women, they're going to fawn.
Well, yeah.
I think beards, abs, and normal-sized feet are overrated. Just let me have this.
But you have the lifestyle where you could get the abs.
I could, it's all, he's right, it's all diet.
You start out big, though.
Because you don't drink like we do, you don't eat like we do. Well, maybe you eat like we do.
I don't eat, I try to eat well.
Off there, he tells me, he goes through some binges, like we all
do. I could be better, sure. Especially if I wanted to have abs, you got to be real tight with the diet.
That takes a lot of work.
Yeah, chicken breast, broccoli, and rice.
We all have abs, they just have to be covered by a layer of fat.
Right.
Well, let's pick on the women here a little bit.
Sure.
I'm looking at these photos. Yeah, well, maybe we're just not as harsh as the ladies are.
Well, it could just, ladies are just more attractive in general.
Yeah. Well, we've all, because we're men, right? Yeah. So we know that they are more attractive in general. And if they, even looking at each other, they'd probably rather do that than see some hairy ass walking towards them. You
know? Well, this is just another example of how women get all the advantages in society.
All of them.
Yeah. All of them. They're just given all the benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask any
they're allowed to be a little heavier.
Doesn't that drive you nuts?
Ask any old white man.
Yeah.
They get all the benefits.
Yeah. Women get all the breaks.
Right. Yeah. The old white man, he's the most discriminated against ever.
We got to have half the body fat to be considered attractive.
Now, it says that for women, it's beating out the Ozempic, really, really skinny Ozempic look. I mean, Ozempic has done wonders, and it's a great drug for a lot of people. Good for them. But I think they mean the Kelly Osbourne stuff. That's brutal.
Yeah. Nobody wants to bang a skeleton covered in skin. Yeah,
don't be that, you know.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-mm.
There is such a thing as too skinny. Right, Todd?
Yeah, but you'd rather if
yeah. Yeah, there
I'm with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been there.
No. Well, you were bullied because you were skinny.
Oh, yeah, I guess I was a little thin. You weren't like
concentration camp skinny or
no,
anything.
No.
Concentration camp skinny.
I was just frail. Yeah. Weak looking, skinny legs, whole thing.
Carrying your speeches around.
Yeah.
In the briefcase.
Right. With your saxophone.
Here you go. It says a separate poll from Planet Fitness echoed the sentiment finding 78% of women associated dad bods with confidence, while nearly half said a softer stomach was basically the new six pack. 83% of mothers say they'd be proud to have a husband with a bit of extra cushion. That's the part of this article I'm going to hang on to.
But guys won't say the same thing.
No,
and they shouldn't.
I don't think they're telling the truth. I think they're giving this survey with their portly husband
I remember having this. A friend of ours, old friend of ours, years ago. I don't know who it was, but he was. We were talking about this and sitting around. He was trying to lose some weight. He wasn't a big guy, but he just wanted to lose his gut. And he goes, but women always. We're talking about dad bods then. This is 20, 30 years ago. And he goes, women say they want a dad bod, they don't. They don't. They'd rather you be in shape, you know? Just be honest, you know? You're not going to shame the guy who's got a dad bod, but if all of a sudden he shows up without a dad bod, you're going to go, oh, all right.
When I was in elementary school, a friend of mine's dad was our little league coach, and he would wear this T-shirt to baseball practice that said, it's not a beer belly, it's a gas tank for a sex machine.
And he was your little league coach?
Yeah. We're in like fourth grade. I'm going to be like, wonder what that means. And then years later, I'm like, that guy's a badass.
At least this guy wasn't wearing a T-shirt like that around your daycare. That'd be weird. Yeah.
Same guy. Yeah. It was actually the same guy.
It's not a beer belly. It's a gas tank for a sex machine.
Yeah.
And he'd say, oh, bring it in, kids.
Right. And he'd be like yelling at you for missing a grounder. And... Yeah.
That's great.
And he wore it more than once. I'd imagine none of the parents said anything.
Yeah. Did he have a beer belly? Was he a
Gut?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, big and gut.
Was he a sex machine?
Must have been.
Yeah.
I think you've got to be to wear that shirt.
Yeah.
Well, and again, this may just be me wanting to make this true, but I think there's a difference between the dad bod guy who you know doesn't give a crap and just that's how he looks, and the dad bod guy who tries a little bit, you know, who puts a little effort into themselves.
But they also...
But still is just kind of trapped in what they have.
But there's also the point where you still want to enjoy life. You know,
and that's it.
So you want to have a decent sandwich. You want to have a cocktail. I mean, you want to that kind of stuff comes into play.
Enjoy every sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know you're walking around just ripped all the time for no reason. Like,
it takes a lot of discipline.
Yeah,
in every area of your life.
And you're not really enjoying a lot of other things in your life. You're just not.
Then you're Tim Tebow.
Right.
I had a friend that just decided
it won't even cheat day on Thanksgiving.
Ah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Go ahead, Nick.
I had a friend that lost weight, but you know, really paring down their diet and running a lot and exercising, and then he's just like, I'm miserable.
Yeah.
He looked you could tell he lost a bunch of weight, but he's like, I'm just going to be 15, 20 pounds heavier, and this is what it is.
Yeah. He's miserable because you couldn't enjoy all those 50 sandwiches we talked about earlier this morning.
Yeah.
chicken and
crispy
rice every
chicken
day.
Chicken sandwich and the high 20s.
Oh, by the way, I saw the girl that was getting played with at the in the sauna yesterday.
Oh,
not,
that's
not
a
in the sauna,
segue.
Though.
Yeah,
not,
I wasn't sure.
Well, we're talking about the gym. So, yeah, she walked past me, and as I was coming, and she wasn't with the guy I was playing with her, and we did look at each other. And she had it. She knew it was me. I'm thinking, okay, I'm just
jumping. Did she like it? You like it's your turn?
No.
There's not that many noggins that size walking around. No.
She knew it was me. I pretty much dressed the same at the gym every day, and I knew it was her because I recognized her face. And I said, "Hey, were you getting played with the sauna?" That was me.
I'm amazed you saw her face.
Yeah. I caught you. Yeah.
She's gonna go tell her dude. I saw a peeping big head.
They were displaying themselves in front of me, man. Yeah. Peeping big head, dick.
Remember that guy that just came in while we were making use of the sauna?
I walked in. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
I walked into the public sauna at my gym, and they're playing with each other while he's playing with her. That was on them.
It's pretty
not me.
Brazen.
It was really brazen.
But he continued for a little while? They didn't stop?
Not, it was long enough that his hands were still moving when I walked in there. And they were tonguing each other in the mouth.
Oh, please don't demonstrate.
French kissing?
But both their tongues were sticking out, Nick. Yeah, it wasn't a full French kiss. It was both their tongues were sticking out. He was down there playing. He was playing one handball down
out.
There. Yeah.
Like, let's just look at each other's faces.
But I know damn well I'm going to see her sometime in the sauna with that guy eventually again. Oh. They're there pretty much the same time I'm around.
Of course you are. If you're going to the gym at the same time.
Right.
There's Jake on the email. Says, women like dad bods because it makes them feel better about not being in great shape themselves. I've been told this by a female friend. Now that the fat medicines have come out, they're losing weight and want in-shape guys.
Yeah.
The fat medicines.
That's it exactly.
I mean, there may be some validity to that.
Yeah, that makes all the sense, Jake. You're probably right about that. All right. We had a couple things on today. Bob Odenkirk, the interview we did a couple of weeks ago off the air. We actually played it on the air so you can catch it in the podcast. He was fun.
Movies out on all streaming platforms mm-hmm. now.
Normal is the name
Mr.
of the movie.
Mr. Skin was here. Tyrell Frazier, if you're in Yankton, South Dakota. And what'd you say to that gig, Nick?
Oh, it sounds like a nightmare.
Even off the air, it sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But he says that about all gigs.
Yeah. I know, but I think he told me a little about this one.
Talking.
Like that's one of my favorite new bits on the show is comedians talking about their upcoming gigs and Nick going, oh, that sounds horrible. Tyrell joined us. He's always a lot of fun. And his wife, Rachel Ware, is going to join us tomorrow on the radio. Download the podcast. And download the Todd and Tyler app and listen to the podcast. We're back live unless Todd loses his voice next couple of days. But you sound good now, man.
Yeah. Oh, I sound great.
Yeah.
I feel great.
Scissor to the rescue.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And we'll see everybody in the morning. Thanks for listening.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.